The Nashville Sanitarium, 1905. There is nothing so well adapted for the education of people in healthful living as our sanitariums. Connected with every sanitarium that is established, there should be God-fearing, upright physicians whose highest aim it should be to honor and serve the Lord. A sanitarium is greatly needed in Nashville. It should not be in the city, but out of the city. Brother Hayward needs to have connected with him as his helpers men not of the same stamp of character as himself, men who will broaden his ideas and increase his usefulness. Brother Hansen also needs to be brought in contact with other minds. Brother Hayward and Brother Hansen are too self-centered. They need to labor in connection with other men, that the work in which they are engaged may be broadened and built up. Both of these men are carrying a heavy load. Without help, they can never accomplish that which needs to be done. Health will be sacrificed, and life. They need to break away from their circumscribed ideas. Self-centered was the word spoken of them. There must be continual growth. When suitable buildings are obtained, and when brethren Hayward and Hansen unite with helpers who will bring in spiritual methods, and with the converting influence of the Holy Spirit, an impression will be made by the medical ministry work that cannot be made by the present staff of workers alone. God says to brethren Hayward and Hansen, "Blend with your fellow workers. Do not bind yourselves up within yourselves." As medical missionary workers, you need freshness and new trains of thought. I made the suggestion that a sanitarium building should be put up on some part of the Madison School farm. The two institutions could, I urged, have been far enough apart so as not to interfere with each other, and yet near enough for the workers in each to be a help and blessing to one another. This is God's plan, that each should be a help and a blessing to the other. This was the instruction given me regarding the establishment of our institutions at Tacoma Park. The medical workers at Nashville have not seemed to see the advantages of this arrangement. Nevertheless, it has great advantages. Fresh ideas and fresh thoughts would be brought in. In the union of the two institutions, there would be a life and vitality that would be a great blessing to both, and the best impression would be made on the unbelieving community. A decided broadening of plans and a great increase of power would be the result. Much more would be accomplished in right lines. The physicians from the sanitarium could give the students in the school talks that would be an inspiration to them, and the teachers in the school could give fresh thoughts to those connected with the sanitarium. I might say much more in reference to the way in which these two institutions might help one another. But I will leave the matter with you all to contemplate, after saying, get away from your narrow, circumscribed plans. Let fresh suggestions have room, and the medical missionary work that shall be carried on in Nashville will have much more breadth and much more spiritual power and can be carried on with much less expense. You will have a clearer sense of the greatness of the work. The word will be fulfilled. And they shall be all taught of God. John 6, verse 45. As sensible men, place yourselves where you will not go on doing as you have been doing, expending your strength largely and yet accomplishing less than you might accomplish. You will soon have nothing in the bank of physical capability to draw upon. You are exhausting your capabilities when it is for your present and eternal good to have a deposit to draw upon. The result of using the powers of mind or body unwisely is a deterioration of these powers.